You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, I don't understand these companies coming out with perfumes, but now there is a Pizza Hut in Canada that has produced an Ooh Dead Pizza Hut. It's an actual fragrance that brags that it smells like freshly baked hand-tossed dough. I think I want to get it. I mean, weren't we just talking about a few days ago this bacon type of cologne? I don't like bacon that much, but I do like pizza dough. Pizza Hut Canada has produced a limited edition of Ooh Dead Pizza Hut. Fragrance boasts top notes of freshly baked hand-tossed dough, the company said in a news release. Beverly DeCruz, marketing and product development director of Pizza Hut Canada, added she has heard from contacts all over the world curious about the perfume. People have fun eating pizza, and we have some fun doing this. Notice this isn't going to happen in America. No way. It's not going to happen in the States because, again, everything is now anti-obesity. You have a fragrance that's out there that smells of pizza dough. You're going to want to go and eat pizza. And with the way our government is now, you know, they're banning soda and soda cups and all sorts of stuff wouldn't fly. But I got to tell you, I got to hand it to Pizza Hut. That's kind of brilliant. See, the bacon flavored perfume or cologne or whatever that was being sold a few days ago, that just to me is kind of stupid. Okay. Just walking around smelling like bacon. Okay. That's just going to make you hungry, make you salivate, make you gain weight. Where are you going to go to get your bacon? But what was kind of smart about this in terms of a marketing strategy from Pizza Hut is if Pizza Hut is the one that is more prevalent and you smell that dough, you're going to hopefully want to walk into a Pizza Hut. And so from a marketing perspective, that's brilliant. But again, I mean, I want to smell it. I mean, if it smells like pizza dough, that's cool. Now, remember we were talking about Santa Claus yesterday, and if you're going to be a Santa Claus, working this season, make sure you smell like gingerbread, you know, or smell cinnamony, or smell eggnoggy, you know, smell Christmassy. But if there's a way to do that, I don't know, that's cool. They say the project began several months ago when Pizza Hut Canada asked fans on its Facebook page whether they love the smell of a box of pizza being opened and what it might be called if it were perfume. There were suggestions like Eau de Pepperoni or De Verbe by Pizza Hut or Pizzazz. But it received a lot of comments, I guess. But they found that one post engaged a lot of people. See, that I guess that is an advantage of Facebook and Twitter. It's a way to see who's listening. It's a way to see, to get feedback. I mean, I love using Facebook and Twitter because, like I said, I'm here in a room. You know, I got Don. Hey, Don. I mean, I got Don. He's cute. It's great. But in essence, I'm in a studio talking to myself. I'm in a studio talking to myself. I don't get feedback from you guys, but I get it from Facebook and I get it from Twitter. So that's pretty cool. So anyway, Pizza Hut Canada then asked a perfume maker to make a fragrance that smelled like a freshly baked bread. Some of the initial samples was more cheesy. Others were pepperoni-ish, but eventually they came up with the perfect product. They said they think people aren't going to so much spray it on themselves, but they may spray their home with it. So when people come into the home, they smell freshly baked pizza dough. Thus far, only 110 bottles were produced, each with, of course, the Pizza Hut Go-Go, distributed to the first Facebook fans that asked for the perfume. Now they're planning to make a bunch of bottles, send it out as gifts. They think this is going to go viral. I gotta say, that is interesting. It's interesting. Now, I think Burger King came out with a meat-scented body spray in 2008. From what I understand, that was a major flop. Flipping burgers flop. That was a major flip. All right. I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, and I told you, Burger King isn't my favorite a hamburger. They don't, you know, I like Wendy's better. I like McDonald's better. Not that I eat fast food. Burger King just not in my top five. I'm not a big fan of that. But that's kind of interesting. A doughy smell to the house or to the office or to the studio. That would be cool. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Earlier this show, we had talked about the news of Syria loading its fighter bombers with a nerve gas as President Assad may be getting ready to bomb his own citizens. So we spent some time talking about nerve gas. I want to make sure those of you listeners this hour get some education on that. So we'll talk about the nerve gas sarin, and just tell you what that's all about quickly, what to do if, God forbid, you get exposed. We're also going to talk about how, I guess, people that have children live longer. And they actually appear to be mentally healthier. Really? My kids drive me crazy, but I'll give them that. We're also going to talk about a woman suing her Catholic college because her roommate had too much sex. It also looks like that sedatives, we talked about this in the first hour, sedatives like Valium, Ativan, Xanax, these sedatives that many of you take, the benzodiazepines, have actually put you at risk for pneumonia and put you at risk for death from pneumonia. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, speaking of reviews and marketing, et cetera, this was interesting. A woman is being sued for $750,000 after writing a review on Yelp. Apparently, Jane Perez said that Dietz Development damaged her house, stole her jewelry, trespassed after she hired her, and the owner, Christopher Dietz, said he's lost over $300,000 because customers fled after the review. Now, the judge thus far has sided with Dietz, owner of the company, and has ordered Perez to remove some of the parts of her review. But I want to talk about this after break. Where is freedom of speech versus where is libel? And, you know, this is something that's a growing trend, being able to bash the business online, but it's really hurting businesses, whether they deserve it or not. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, with the holidays coming up, you guys need to come up with stocking stuffers. And what better stocking stuffer than a note to your spouse saying you signed up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. So do not forget to go to my website, check out at drdahlia.com, the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. We were talking about in the first hour, sometimes we've got to be really smart with our money and figure out how to do like a two-for-one. You know, in terms of gifts, like, for example, I have a birthday in the summer. And so what would be really financially smart of my husband is to, as my Christmas gift, I open up a box, right? And it says, I'm taking you on a trip in June. All right. That's a Christmas gift, all right, or a Hanukkah gift. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to go on a trip, or, you know, in your particular case, the Dr. Dahlia Cruise, whatever, to Alaska. Oh my gosh, that's so wonderful. Oh, that's a great, you know, present. That's great. And they're running around with that piece of paper that you gave them in a box on Christmas. But June comes along and it's their birthday and you're taking them on the trip. So you just saved either a birthday present or a Christmas present. You see? You see how that works? Brilliant, isn't it? I know. We gotta save money, even with our spouses. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. From what I understand, Kate Middleton has left the hospital, London Hospital. She's less than 12 weeks pregnant. Prince William, I guess, the Duke, right? It's Duke and Duchess, if they're still a couple steps away from the throne. Anyway, they're all happy. She had hyperemesis gravidarum, pretty nasty, where you can't stop vomiting and nausea. It's probably, we look at it as a very severe form of morning sickness. You can get dehydrated. You could die from that. So she was kept in the hospital, from what I understand, 3 nights. That's kind of rough. So she's out of the hospital. I believe an Australian radio team was able to break through and get some personal information from the nurses. That there was a big hoopla about that, where a radio station called in to get information. You know, it's interesting. HIPAA came out in America years ago where you couldn't give any information at all over the phone, and a lot of us agreed with it, but HIPAA started to actually go a little bit too far. And if somebody asked, when did the doctor-patient relationship start to get strained and get less close? I'm not going to say Obamacare. It was actually before then. It was with HIPAA. Now, what happened with HIPAA is it opened up many hospitals, doctors, lawsuits, etc., to liability if any personal information would possibly be at risk of being leaked. Not that if a leak occurred, but at risk of being leaked. So, for example, one of my family members was in the hospital, my grandmother, before she died. She was in Florida. So here I am. Hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia Wax. I understand. Yeah, my grandmother, she's in room 204. I'd like to know what's going on. Oh, we can't tell you anything. Why can't you tell me anything? HIPAA. Okay, I'm a granddaughter. I can provide proof. We can't say anything over the phone. You have to come in. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. She's in Tampa, Florida. I can't, you know. And it was very cold. Now, my grandmother was actually dying at the time. And I wanted to make sure I had enough time to fly down there. And I did. Thank God I did. She was able to look at me before she died. But that was the coldest interaction I ever had with the hospital. My loved one is dying. I'm across the country, and it was, I can't give you nothing. Sorry. Now, of course, they're afraid of liability, and I get that. Okay? You know, to protect my grandmother's privacy, they're not going to tell people she's in a coma. They're not going to, but they would tell me nothing. Didn't matter I was a doctor. Didn't matter I was a family member. And then my aunt had a lot of difficulty getting them to talk to me over the phone. My aunt, who had power attorney, was trying to say, look, talk to her. She's a doctor. You guys are telling me to pull the plug. I need Dahlia to make this decision. Please talk to her. They wouldn't do it. So, of course, no big deal. I was going to fly out anyway. But imagine if you couldn't afford to fly out and you have a family member that's always in and out of the hospital. It was difficult. Then came the waiting room. Now, I mean, I had, you know, the style of practice where, you know, we know everybody's, I make sure to know everyone's first name, you know, and I, you know, my patients are cool, and I would, you know, poke my head over and go, Bob, what are you doing out there? Bob, you came in with your wife? No. All right. Oh, don't worry. I took care of that prescription for you. You're all good. Thanks, Dahlia. I love you. No big deal. We're going to get you back. I'm just a little behind. I promise I'll get you back. No big deal. I mean, I think it's really, really cool when the doctor pokes his head over, says hi, lets you know what's going on. But then again, on the other hand, it's not cool if the doctor is relieving, you know, bringing out personal information. All right, I remember I was in, going to UNLV at the time, and there was a girl working at the Student Health Center, and I was going in for my routine pap. And in the middle of the lobby, you know, she's like, Dahlia, are you here for your pap? And, I mean, that was in front of the whole waiting room. So, I mean, mind you, things did have to be fixed. I mean, they did. But then it came to the point where you couldn't call a person by their name in the waiting room. All right? I mean, they had to be a number. I mean, for a very short time, remember, you were given a number if you were in the waiting room. R5287BX. Oh, that's me. No, that's me. Well, it can only be one of you. Oh, I'm RU480B5Y, not B5X. Okay, well, you need to sit your butt down because we got to bring RU580BYX back. I mean, it was just so cold. You sign in, you get a number. It was like being at a deli. You know, but I understand that. You know, Tom Cruise walks into the waiting room. You don't want to say, oh, Mr. Cruise, come back. I mean, you know, you want some privacy. So I get that. You know, I mean, still, I'll go to, you know, the gynecologist, and I don't mind, you know, people recognize me and I'm there. You know, I now make sure my legs are shaved. I, you know, make sure I look semi-decent now when I go to the doctor. But it's, I mean, you don't have total 100% privacy. But I guess, you know, privacy issues was brought forth again where you had a radio show able to call the nurse to check in on how Kate Middleton was doing and was able to get some pretty interesting information. And I think it stinks because you want to know that you have your privacy. But the thing is privacy ever 100%? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I mean, I trained at UCLA for my last year. And, of course, you would see stars come in and out. And some of them were of their regular name. You know, I mean, there was their name was there, and they didn't, you know, feel like they had to go under an alias, and some did. And but, you know, hospital staff you would think would be professional, but you heard the whispering, oh, my gosh, so-and-so is here. Oh, my gosh, so-and-so is here. I remember when Jean-Claude Van Damme was in a rehab facility in a place I wasn't working. Everybody knew about it. And you're like, I mean, where is the privacy? So, you know, I agree they need to get their act together in terms of that, but it's hard to do at 100%. And, in fact, it actually could make a doctor or a medical student practice differently or put less in the chart. Here's an example, okay? You have a patient comes in, young lady, and she wants anxiety medication. She wants Xanax or Valium. And she tells you, all right, I need this because, you know, I have a mother and she's bipolar. Oh, your mom is bipolar. So as a doctor or a clinician, you're writing down the family history. So you write, mother has bipolar. Okay. Now, she has anxiety. She also has some other issues. So you decide to refer her, let's say, to a gynecologist. You give her the Xanax, right? You send it to a gynecologist. The gynecologist calls up and says, okay, I need her records, fax her records over because I'm going to see her. Okay, so here you are. You're faxing records over. Well, her mom, who supposedly had quote-unquote bipolar, is working at that doctor's office. So you fax a record on the daughter that says you gave her Xanax, she has some gynecological issues, she's seen the gynecologist, she has a family history of bipolar. Mom has bipolar. But the mom doesn't have bipolar. Mom never had bipolar. The daughter thinks she does. Now all the other women in the office can see that. Who's handling the chart? And here you are as a mom going, but I don't have bipolar. I don't know why the heck she said that. Or that's if she gets a chance to defend herself. So you see, so many things could go wrong and you can't protect yourself. But even more so, if the government is so worried about patient privacy, then why haven't they modified the rules on how doctors get reimbursed or paid for patients? For example, if I see a patient that has HIV and I do tests on him, I have to use the code that he has HIV. That code goes through an electronic billing software to a clearinghouse. That clearinghouse has some sort of staff that, I guess, you know, work through the claims to get it through to where it needs to go. Then let's say it goes to an insurance company. Then the insurance company gets it. And then they deal with the claim. Well, is it pre-existing? Is it not? And now you have a whole floor of an office building dealing with a patient's HIV code. Why do we even have diagnosis codes? Well, they won't pay the labs. The doctor did the work, you pay him. You don't need the code. Patient's privacy comes first. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called NovaJoint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so most of us got news this week that the Syrian military is prepared to use chemical weapons against its own people and is awaiting final orders, according to today, from President Bashar Assad. Now, earlier in the week, they were like, no, does he have the sarin? Would he use the sarin, however they call it, which is a deadly nerve gas. But apparently confirmation came earlier this week. Yep, he does have it and has no problem killing his own people with it. This is what we're dealing with in this world. All right, and who's heading our foreign policy? You don't want to know. Anyway, Hillary Clinton, though, is on the case, and she said, you know, he would be crossing a red line. I personally don't think Assad is afraid of this said red line, but, I mean, whoa. What was that? Was that in Nemo? Right, right. The dad in Finding Nemo was yelling, if you touch that, if you get closer to that boat, if you touch that boat, and then Nemo touches the boat with his little fin, and it goes ding. I mean, you know, when you're dealing with somebody who's mad, if you're dealing with somebody who's you know, not of the right mentation, obviously, if he wants to kill his own people, he's probably not going to be scared of a little red wine, a red line. Unfortunately, we here are watching him have control of probably one of the deadliest gases that we know. And, you know, announcing that he has it and running around the place with it and obviously loaded it into planes where terrorists are just sitting there salivating, trying to figure out how they could get a hold of this stuff. And this I'm having a little feedback. Hold on. Okay, we're good. All right. And I mean, this nerve gas is extremely fatal. From what we understand, Saddam Hussein's forces killed 5,000 Kurds with a single sarin attack back in 1988. 5,000 Kurds dead just from one attack of this nerve gas. This is some pretty scary stuff. Okay, so how do these nerve gases work? And I apologize for those of you that listened to the previous hour, but I know some of you only get to listen to an hour at a time, and I want to make sure you guys get this information. Basically, these medications are very similar to those in insecticides. And what they do is, for example, sarin is an inhibitor of the enzyme cholinesterase. Okay, now cholinesterase, prevents acetylcholine buildup in the nerve synapses. Now, acetylcholine is supposed to stimulate nerve impulses when it goes across the synapse. So you're supposed to have an inhibition at some point because otherwise the acetylcholine keeps stimulating it. Well, this sucker, this nerve gas, prevents the inhibitor, which is cholinesterase, such that acetylcholine can build up. And the acetylcholine builds up to the point where it just keeps on stimulating the nerves in the body. After a while, the muscles stimulated by the nerves fatigue. And you can't breathe anymore because your nerves are so exhausted. It just overstimulates. As opposed to many people think nerve agents will block the nerve from working, this is a little different in that it prevents the inhibition mechanism that causes then the nerves to thus be overstimulated and then they end up fatiguing. And that could be extremely, extremely dangerous. Now, this stuff, this nerve gas, and we'll probably in the next hour really dissect it a little bit more, but I'm just trying to get you guys as much information as possible. This nerve gas can be absorbed in the mouth. It could be absorbed through the mucous membranes. It is very easily absorbed. You could start having symptoms within seconds. All right, and the symptoms could even last 18 hours away. It's predictable, but then it's also unpredictable depending on how much of a dose you get. It may not be as dose dependent. So you could be exposed. You could have runny nose. You could maybe have some, you know, eyes that itch. You could get nauseous, but then you could start getting confused. You could have high heart rate. You could have low heart rate. You could have diarrhea. You could have rapid breathing. You could have difficulty breathing. You could go into convulsions. You could go into respiratory failure. You can die. Now, what the government recommends is if anybody does get exposed to a nerve agent such as sarin, let's say it gets given off in a closed room. Okay, or a closed area. If that's the case, then what we recommend is get out of the area. Okay, I mean, if it's in a building, get the hell out of the building. Okay, you flee as far away from this nerve gas. We don't know the radius. I don't have an actual air radius. What we do know about this is it's odorless, it's clear. You can't taste it, can't smell it, but it's heavier than air. So it's not going to go up into the air, dissipate, dilute, and go away. It's going to come down because of its heaviness and settle. All right, which means flee. All right, and because it could be in a vapor as a gas, it's unpredictable at what level of air. Of course, depending on the dose that gets off. I mean, somebody bombs an area, then obviously the power of that is going to expel it into the air much more than somebody spilling it in a room. Now, because this has no odor and no taste, it could very easily, by a terrorist, be put into the water supply. It could be put into food. So, again, this is some pretty scary stuff. God forbid you ingest something like that. Don't try to vomit. Don't try to just call 911, okay? Good news, there is an antidote. We could use atropine and a couple other types of antidotes for this. And, of course, fluids. Lots of fluids. They're going to probably try and flush this out. Now, let's say you get some of this on your clothes. Let's say you have a sweater, and you're going to have to take the sweater and pull it up over your head. Don't do that. They say cut the clothes off, rip the clothes off. Remember, you got eyelids, eyelashes, you got your mouth, you got your nose, your mucous membranes are out in the open. So if you got something that is a liquid on your clothes, there's still going to be a vapor coming off that liquid. So you don't want to rub that stuff over your face. So we want you to rip your clothes off or cut your clothes off. Of course, if somebody's helping you, make sure they don't touch the contaminated areas. Get the clothes off as quickly as possible. Put the clothes in a bag. Seal that bag. Put that bag in another bag. Let authorities know where the bag is of the clothes, okay? The last thing you want them to know, think, is you're a suspect because it's on your clothes with the DNA. But then on the other hand, we don't want you driving up, screeching up to a police department, throwing your bag of clothes towards the front, and screeching off either, okay? This stuff can kill multiple people, get spread very easily. So, you know, I would leave the bag, let them know, all right, on the corner of Main Street and Smith, you're going to see a bag with some panties, a bra, a sweater. It's got some sarin nerve gas, my guess. I'm leaving it there. I'm going to go home before I get arrested for public nudity. You know, obviously most of us don't live in San Francisco, so we could get arrested for public nudity. But again, don't mess with that. I'd rather you be walking around nude than dead. Okay, and this stuff kills. Let me see what else they recommend. I think I got that all. I don't have it in front of me. And I mean, I know this is going on in Syria, but like I said, bad guys have the ability to get a hold of this, and them getting the ability to get a hold of this is pretty scary stuff. Okay. My recommendation would be to, you think anything like that's going on, you get out of Dodge. Right now, if I was in Syria and I couldn't imagine being a citizen or a resident of that country right now with what's going on, that has got to be, completely scary to think that your government could turn and kill you. This is 2012. And we can't be naive. We have terrorists. We have dictators. We have madmen. Just because it's 2012 doesn't mean anything's changed. History repeats itself. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about a woman who did a review on Yelp, and I know many of you review businesses online. There's lots of little ways to rate your business, rate the restaurant, rate the doctor, etc. Well, this woman is getting sued for $750,000 because the company she slammed is fighting back. Now, Jane Perez accused Dietz Development of damaging her home. We talked about this earlier this hour. Accused him of stealing her jewelry and trespassing after she hired the company to do work on the house. Now, Christopher Dietz, owner of Dietz Development, said he lost over $300,000 because customers fled after the review, and the price tag is probably still going up. So he decided to sue the woman who slammed him on the internet, Jane Perez, with a $750,000 lawsuit. And in a preliminary hearing, the judge had actually sided with the businessman and said Jane has got to take this scathing review down. Now, apparently, I mean, I'm looking at the review right now. Basically, she gave them all F's. Okay, overall F, price F, quality F, responsiveness F. They say he was supposed to perform painting, refinish floors, electrical, plumbing, handyman work, etc. Instead, left damage to home and work that had to be reaccomplished for thousands more. My home was damaged. The work had to be reaccomplished. Blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to see what happened with the jewelry, where she talked about him stealing jewelry. This is after filing my first ever police report when I found my jewelry missing. And Dietz was the only one with a key. All right. Now, both sides, a lot of us listening could be on both sides of this. Okay? And this isn't the first time somebody who wrote a negative review got sued. From what I understand, in 2009, a San Francisco man was sued by a chiropractor after he posted a Yelp review accusing the business of overcharging him. Suit was settled out of court. A Chicago plastic surgeon sued three women in 2010 after they wrote online accusations that he gave them disfigured and misshapen breasts. Okay. All right. As with everything, there's good and bad. Okay, I'm a huge fan of freedom of speech. I love the idea that you could express yourself. I think it's great that we have a forum, right, where if, let's say, a restaurant had a rat in it or made you sick, you can warn others, all right? I think having those forums, that's just one of the blessings we have with freedom of speech. You know, you should be able to let other people know that something happened or that there was a crook or there was somebody who's, you know, sexually inappropriate, and you could warn others, all right? But what happens if that person could be full of it? Okay, the one thing I've noticed is these reviews could be anywhere from being accurate to just an outright witch hunt. You know, I've talked to you guys about our office. It's hilarious. We always see the reviews after billing has sent a group of patients to collections. And I can even tell, even when it's anonymous, who's complaining. Okay. And of course, you know, people that get mad because were sent to collections because they didn't pay a bill. They're not going to say, oh, I dislike Dr. Smith or Dr. Jones or Dr. Dahlia because she gave me a bill that I avoided paying. And I tried to, tried to squelch on my bill and I avoided it for 6 months and boo hoo, I got sent to collections. No, they don't say that. They say this person's evil. They say this person yells at their staff. They say this person yelled at me. They say this person looked at me inappropriately. I mean, they say anything. And doctors talk to me all the time going, what do you do? I mean, this stuff is false. And people are anonymously saying crap that is untrue. So, you know, if somebody says, well, this doctor, you know, looked at me, didn't have a nurse in the room and, you know, sexually assaulted me, that could be put online and anonymously, and the doctor, if he didn't do it, I mean, that will ruin his business. He could lose his license over it. You know, it's some scary stuff. You know, same thing with the Dietz. What if this woman, is lying? What if she wanted insurance to pay on the jewelry? Right, wanted to pay a claim on the jewelry, and she's like, you know what, I could blame the contractor. You know, I don't know how contractors do it. When contractors have keys to your house, how do they protect themselves from somebody accusing them later of stealing? But then on the flip side, when we were building our house, I can't tell you how much stuff was stolen in terms of tools, in terms of some of our own supplies that were there when parts of our house were built. I mean, it happens, and it stinks and it hurts. So, you know, this is one of those things where both sides are probably, you know, what do you do? Now, I mean, the olden days you had better business bureau, And I liked that, all right? I remember my father, you know, he was a repairman, and he was always in good standing with Better Business Bureau. But if anybody, you know, complained and didn't like the job, they would go to Better Business Bureau and complain. But if you wanted to hire somebody or use a contractor or use a repairman, you go to Better Business Bureau and see what they said. Now, what I like about Better Business Bureau is they investigate the complaints. You know, and what was nice, I mean, I haven't really looked into it lately. I probably should. But anytime I would get a bad review, they would send a letter. I would, show them the date that, I mean, again, it was very difficult because of the confines of HIPAA. But whatever I was allowed to do, many of them could see, okay, it looks like there was an issue with the bill. The patient never complained about anything like that before. The patient wrote a nasty letter that if I don't take them out of collections, they're going to go to Better Business Bureau and make me look like crap. I mean, you know, when you have stuff like that, Better Business Bureau is like, okay, this is ridiculous. And so, you know, luckily, we've been able to show us being in good standing, etc. But it's extremely frustrating. I've had people that hate my show when I, you know, complain about Obamacare, people who are very pro-Obama, that threatened they would try to bring my business down. And I love the fact that we have freedom of speech, and I don't want anything happening to our First Amendment rights, but what goes on online is a lot of time baloney. And how, you know, I mean, unless it's going to get to a point where you don't believe anything, the problem is how do you not believe a bad review? You know, if you're looking for a contractor or you're looking for a doctor, you're looking for a dentist or a gynecologist or a babysitter, the fact that somebody would be so mad that they vehemently rip you to pieces online makes you think, all right, obviously something could be up. I'm going to avoid that person because, boy, did this person make that person mad. And it stinks. I mean, and it's hurting business. Now, there are ways, and the other thing, too, that you guys need to watch out for if you do own a business or have the ability to get crucified online, there are places. Remember we talked about pop-ups? And there's these pop-up companies that come up with this pop-up virus or whatever, and then it goes, you know, to stop pop-ups, you need to use this company. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I need to use this company. If they were the ones that are doing the pop-ups, well, same thing. I'll every now and then get a request by somebody saying, oh, we can protect you from bad reviews, yet these are the people putting the bad reviews. So they'll put bad reviews about you, scare you, and say you need to hire me. And, I mean, it's a huge scam, a huge scam out there. So I'm not sure where this is going to go, but I can't tell you how many people go, what do you do, you know, when you have people lying about you, but they're anonymous? I mean, if somebody lies about you, that's libel. If somebody says stuff about you that's not true, that's slander. But when it's anonymously written, you know, I mean, I believe there's ways they could trace. You got IP addresses, and it'll be interesting to see what the extent of the law is. Can you prosecute people anonymously doing that? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, it is going to be unfortunate if he really did steal from her, and she really did. But see, here's the thing. If that's the case, if he did steal from her, and she did have thousands of dollars of reparative work, I'm sure there's a paper trail, and I'm sure she could submit that to the judge and say, look, this is what happened. But it's going to be interesting. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.